The following is Srila Prabhupada's morning walk in the Melbourne Botanical Gardens on May 20th, 1975.
Huh? No, not speaking of flowering, I mean the variety plants and people. 2 million. Lakh wings of them. Of 10 lakhs, you call 1 million. And wings of these, 20 lakhs.
There was one newspaper article in the papers. I was reading, they were advertising a new book about the evolution of man. And they were saying that there was approximately 2 million varieties of life on this planet. This was a calculation of the scientists.
2 million? No, 8 million, foreign.
You were saying the other day that all the species of life are mentioned in the Padma Purana.
Yes.
I'll give an account of.
They are given separate accounts or only on the total?
On the approximation, an estimate.
A drawing of the so-called missing link between the evolution from ape to man. They've given one drawing of a species looking like a man, but once like an ape. This, and they're claiming this is...
Right, they got it.
This type of personality was existing.
Of the 400,000 human species, what is the distinguishing characteristic that makes one different from another? How could we recognize them?
You have not seen varieties of men?
Yes.
Huh?
Is it divided by country, or within one country there are many species?
You are taking up country, but it's after base of the planets. What is the country? Your idea is very beautiful. Country. National. But Shastra is not. There is no such thing as national. They take the whole universe as a whole. They consider from that angle of it. This little idea, state, national, has come later. There is no such thing. One planet or universe like that. That's why last night the girl was astonished that how this planet can be governed by one king. It was being actually done. And the whole universe is being governed by Brahma, one person. See, one must know how to govern.
By the distribution of wealth and minerals in each book and in each planet, it is meant to be governed by one ruler. One place is gold, one place is grain stroke.
Everywhere there is everything, maybe proportionally in different quantities.
Is that governing the Brahma does in the universe, he does that in relationship with all the other demigods, like their departmental heads. So he's not personally directing every single thing.
Yes, he's even in charge. It's like we have got different divisions for different jobs. Similarly, they're doing their duty nicely. All these planets are the different residential quarter of different demigods. They are controlling the whole universe and affairs. In comparison to them, these human beings, nothing. We are controlled, we are not controlled. That they do not realize. The modern civilization, they do not realize. Although they are being controlled, they do not recognize it. That is a defect. This way.
Mm-hmm. The human form is insignificant compared to demigods.
Yes.
It is very much desired, this human form of life, eaten by the demigods.
Yes. Because very good chance of realizing God in the human form of life. Just like the difference between Western country and India. In India, very quick chance of realization of God. The atmosphere is so nice. So, this planet is good for God realization, and the best place is in India.
They are considered to have the same
attributes. Oh, yes. The Holy Spirit. You can create that potency anywhere within this planet.
By the rains, all good things come, and rains become because of good jagna. So, in this planet, everybody is meat eating.
Therefore it is decreasing. The more you are becoming sinful, the rain will decrease.
So it is decreasing now.
Yeah. And at the end, there will be no rain. Then this whole planet will be ablaze with fire. That is the beginning of destruction. Everything will die. All trees, plants, animals, everything will be made into ashes by the sun. And there they will be rain, and the ashes will be melted, and the whole universe will be finished.
This is the problem about that. In the time of Maharaj, there is only rainfall in the night time. Is this true?
Night time?
Rain will fall in the night time.
No.
Rain.
Who says it,
man? It mentions in Krishna book that in the evening it would rain. So it's not to disturb the activity of the heavens.
Yeah, that is the way. If night time is rain and daytime there is sunshine, then the land becomes very fertile. To produce. There is a common saying in Bengal, Dine jal rete tara, sei janme sukho dhara. If it rains heavily during daytime and at night you see the stars, then you should know there will be scarcity of it. There will be scarcity of rain and scarcity of food grains. The best thing is at night, there must be heavy rain. At daytime, there should be sunshine. Then, the field will be very perfect.
The irregularity from the weather.
That is due to sinful life.
So
irregular.
If we increase the Krishna consciousness movement,
then it will be regular. It is nature's punishment. You may not care what is sinful life, but that is recorded. That is foolishness. Don't care for God, don't care for what is going to happen. That is foolishness. People, lower planetary system, they are like that. In this planet also, and most Western countries, there are many places, don't care for anything. What is simple life, what is going to happen, let us enjoy, that's all. This is the issue. Let us enjoy, that's all. Materialistic point of view is like, they do not know that we are eternal and we are responsible for our activities. That is knowledge. But they have no knowledge. They simply want to enjoy. They do not care for death also. Simply self-gratification. That's all. This is called dhanam. Dhanam life. We scientists explain for so many varieties. They accept there are varieties. Why there are so many varieties of that?
They're simply approximators. They say from recent discoveries and examination of fossils and like this.
That's all right. Why there are varieties?
They say originally there was just a cell and by adaptation. In some circumstances, one kind would live and another would die, so all these varieties adapted to different conditions.
Who adapted?
Well, they just
who managed?
Accidentally.
That is nonsense. Nothing happens accidentally. That is nonsense. There must be some arrangement. What is happening is accident.
Well, they say
why you are taking care of the trees? So many things. Nothing is done accidentally. You do not see the cause. If accidentally one can become rich, why you are struggling so hard to become rich? Why there motor cars are flying all day and night here and there? Why you are trying? Let accidentally money come. But sit down. Why do they not do that? If accident is there, let accident come and I will become this man. Why do they try? Why do they go to the college? Let accidentally become a man. This is all that sense. Simply, poor thought. If things happen accidentally, why you are trying? What is the answer?
Well, we try. We have to try, but we can't tell what's going to happen. So it's happening accidentally when we try. Just like in school,
no,
we have to try.
Then you should not endeavor for anything. Nothing happens.
Things are happening. I had one letter from a person I used to know. And
activity plus sanction of God. Two things. There are five causes. The activity, the place, the proportion of energy, and ultimately sanction by God. Then things happen. Otherwise, there is no question of accident. the accident can happen by the will of God. That is also behind that accident there is the will of God. Wrongly directed. Described as Mura. Assess. Does not get instruction from God and thinks that things will have accident.
Well, but is this philosophy like Kama Mimamsa, which is described in the Krishna book? Is this the same principle where they feel that simply by their endeavor things will come without the sanction of God? Is this Kama Mimamsa?
One moment. If you do good, good results will come. So, sometimes it so happens that a person being very good, it's still good results will not come. Is it not? Yes.
The argument is then, if God is there and He's actually the ultimate controller and He's motivating everything to happen, then I can just sit back. Then I can just sit back and do nothing and things will happen.
This is what? But the result, karmanne badhikarasthe ma phalesa tadat. But do not think that because you are acting very nicely, the result will come. That is it. Because it is not in your hand. Therefore, karmanne badhikarasthe ma phalesa tadat. Your duty is to go on working, but don't expect the result as you desire. That will never happen unless it is sanctioned. Just like a man is suffering, your duty is to appoint nice physician, nice medicine. But is there any guarantee that he will live? Why does he die? You can say that I have given the best medicine and best medical treatment. He still dies, but he is gone. What did they say? What is it called?
Perhaps they didn't know the right.
When from the court comes, when it is right. As you say, that sometimes they are forced to come to this place.
Yeah.
Why didn't you inquire? When from the court coming? Did you inquire?
I thought you about that.
The force means very supreme. He's forced. Without his hands and he will be forced to come in this thing.
Hammer?
No, force is there. God's desire, the supreme will. You are trying to do something, you are trying your best. You are employing your full energy and all the means. Still it is not done. Therefore the force is coming from God. Otherwise how is it meant? What is the expression? That you endeavored, you did all that is possible by you. Still the result did not come. So how is it meant?
You must have said good.
Yes?
They try to make God their water supplier. when the supply does not come, they say
God is not on a supply. Otherwise, everyone is praying, just like the last one. Everyone went to church and prayed for saving the life, only mostly women, because all men in Germany, especially, every man, they went to the war front. All the women, they went to the church for praying for their husband, for their brother or father. But nobody came back. And later on they became atheists. Oh, there is no God. Because God did not supply their order, therefore God is, there is no God.
Sure.
If God agrees to my proposal and He supplies things as I want, then there is God. Otherwise there is no God. That means God is under my condition. This is going on.
One song written where the writer said that the reason the Americans won the war was because God is on his side.
That is a fact. Unless God desires, how they can win? That we admit that.
Now they are becoming masked.
Mm-hmm.
Now they're again becoming a mess. The Americans, now they're losing the favor of God.
Mm-hmm. They're right, officially. We trust in God. Mm-hmm. All, I think Americans are fortunate because this Sankirtan movement is there. If they take it more seriously, they will be actually favored nation of the Lord.
At the present moment, it seems that the communist movement seems to take it over more and more countries.
They think, because people are becoming godless. That is the defect. People have become hippies, godless. This material world is full of miseries because most people are godless. Yeah, material world means avoiding God. That is the common substance. They are trying to avoid becoming independent of God. That is their endeavor. The scientists, the philosopher, the politicians, everyone is trying that. Therefore, they are suffering. Maya is there. It's like a criminal. If he says, I don't care for government, the police will take care of. That is certain.
So overpowered by Maya.
Hmm? And if you are strong, then Maya will not be able to overpower. That is stated in the Bhagavad Gita. Mami was a prapatrante, Maya me tan sarat. Anyone who is fully surrendered to God, Maya cannot touch.
That you
have given. He sticks in following the regulatory principle, charitable.
Just following the principle?
Yes. No illicit sex. No, this is the method. And chanting is the process. Then he remains strong. I think we neglect that. We don't eat. So the man's job is not difficult, but we don't want to eat. That is a hard thing. Otherwise, it is not difficult. But you don't want to remain strong. You voluntarily become weak. Then man catches. Come on.
Is it necessary to see the deity regularly?
Yes, everything necessary as you have prescribed. If you think that it is not necessary, unnecessary, then you under the mind. Why do you take that? Is it necessary? That means you are not strong enough. You cannot follow several things. Is it necessary? You are considering. That means you are becoming prey to Maya. As soon as you ask this, that means you have already fallen a victim of Maya. Yes.
How can people who are immersed in Maya become serious?
Hmm?
When we go out and we preach our Sankirtan movement, how does it get?
We become gradually. Not all of a sudden. That much is in one book, they will read and gradually they will be elevated. You go to his book, but all of a sudden you cannot say that I am an MA. You have to wait. That is called dhaijya. Pusad dhaijya. One should be very enthusiastic at the same time, patient. If you think that I am very enthusiastic, still I am not getting the result, be patient. Nishchaya. Be sure the result will come. But be patient. These are the ways. Vishad, Vajjad, Nishad, Tattvat Parma Prabhuttana. You have to follow the regulative principle. Sato Vritte, you should be honest. You are not following and still you say, I am devotee. That means you are not honest. Sato Vritte, Sadhu Sangha, and in the association of devotee. Saravi Bhakti Prasiddhaji, by following the six principles, he will advance. Is it Rupa Goswami? Do you think that solving the problem of birth, death and old age and disease is very easy task? Yeah, you have to very, very strongly. Do not care, that is another thing. There, under the law going on. Life after life, a changing body, again birth, again death, again in the womb of mother. They do not take it seriously. How risky life is that? They do not take it. Now what is that? Now, religion, the mother is killing the child. Even within the womb of mother is not safe. This is why. So they do not take how this way of life is risky and uncomfortable. They do not take it seriously. To enter again into the womb of mother, how difficult job and troublesome it is, they do not understand. For want of education.
So those persons who do not take even their material predicament seriously, then is it the same when they approach their faith, they are devoted?
No. They are given chance. Even they fall down, they guarantee best life in the next path. Suchinang Sumatangi, to take part in devotees or nice Brahmin sounds. So they get again chance. So our point should be, why another chance? Finish this business in this life. That is difference. Why another chance? I may be misled again. That should be our determination. Finish this business, this life. One life let me be strict in following the discipline and regulations. This is called tapasya. So although it is inconvenient, I must do it to solve my problems. That is determination. Virabhrata. Harm determination. Temple or no temple, you must be following the journey. He can have God realization under this tree if you have got firm determination. Anywhere he can stay. But temple is the ordinary oil facility. If you are so, I want to say, elevated, you may not come to temple. But ordinarily, for the neophytes, they must come to the temple. Why he does not come? Does he think that he has become very elevated? That is false. But it has happened. You are not going to the Jagannath temple, but Jagannath was coming to you. So if you are so strong like Haridas Thakur, that is another thing. But if you falsely think and imitate Haridas Thakur, then you go to hell. You should not falsely think that now I am advanced and elevated. I can do whatever. That is not.
Lord Brahma created something called self-deception. Would self-deception mean that if I think I'm forced to fall down, but actually I wanted to fall down, but I think, oh, I'm forced. Is that self-deception?
False. False means if you violate the rules, then you are false. If you contaminate some disease, then you are forced to suffer from it. If you don't contaminate, then you remain safe.
Before one can understand your book, he must become serious to understand how that he is in misery and that he must get out.
So without understanding your initiator, do you think why you are initiated? If you do not understand the seriousness, why do you take initiation? That means cheating. You do not understand, still you show that I am not understanding.
It seems to be very difficult if they are not very serious about anything.
But that is missionary activity, that they do not understand. But you have to make them understand. They are not calling you, I am traveling Krishna. But it is your business to go and let them know that you are traveling to take this. That is being aware of becoming very quickly recognized by Krishna. Otherwise, if you think they are not understanding, what is the use of going there? Let me sleep. There is nothing. They are not understanding, still you have to go. And then Krishna thinks that he is laboring so hard for my sake. Never mind, he is successful. It doesn't matter. But you are working hard for Krishna, that is not at all. Our business is to be recognized by Krishna. Whether one man is converted or not, that is not our business. We shall try our best. But Krishna must see that I am giving service to him. That's all. That is all. Not that you have to judge that you have approached so many men, nobody can become Krishna conscious. That doesn't matter. But you have gone there, you have endeavored, you have sincere effort. That is recognized by Krishna. That is the order of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Jare dakho tare kaho Krishna Buddhist. Whomever you meet, you give him, inform him the instruction of Krishna. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu never says that he sees that he has actually become Krishna conscious. Never says. You simply say and go and say, that is your business. But it's not that you have to see that he has become Krishna conscious. It is not so easy to become Krishna conscious. It is not so easy. It will take Bhavanam Jarmanam after many, many births. But you have to be your duty. Go and preach. Your duty is finished. Of course, you will try to convert him. If he is not converted, that is not deviation of your duty. You have to simply go and speak. Just like when I came to a country, I never expected any success. Because I knew, as soon as I would say, no, you see sex, no, meat eating, they reject me immediately. So I was not hopeful at all.
So it says.
But it is your kindness that you have said. But I never expected. I never expected that these people will accept. I never expected.
So simply if we rely on Krishna.
Yes, that is our only business.
And if we look for his
we should do our duty as prescribed by the spiritual master. Guru Krishna Kripa. Then both sides will be deva
from the spiritual master and from Krishna. And that is the subject.
My Guru Maharaj was publishing on paper Dainik Nadia Prakash. It was worth 2 paisa or 1 paisa. So if a brahmachari could sell a few copies, he would have been so glad. The collection was not even foreigner. He still was so glad. So he had this collection. Our business is to carry out the order, not to see success. Success is not so easy. That is not so easy.
Is this the reason why others have preceded yourself? Earlier on, is this the reason why they were not successful? Because they were trying to judge? They were trying to judge the results?
Cool.
Others who have come before you fell when they tried to preach?
They did not try. They came officially. Not even try. Ah.
Like on the battlefield, you simply had to try for Krishna.
Arjun can't preach here, but an answer. Yes, I shall tell you also. Continue. Yes, you are asking him to fight that is fine.
One attends the temple and regularly and inquires from the devotees about the devotional principles, and because of some reason it's not necessarily it's not convenient for him to live in the temple at that time, and he's living with
people. No, I mean, we live in temple and without temple. We follow the inner Krishna, that is we live without temple and chance to sing rounds and observe the regulative principle. That's all right. It doesn't require that you live in the temple. And if you live in the temple and do all nonsense, then what is the use of living in the temple? That thinking means they are not Krishna. That very word suggests that they are not Krishna. Huh? Initiation can take place anywhere.
You see, those who are initiated must they live in the temple.
Must follow the regulative principle. Not that must live in temple.
So, Prabhupada, how can one use marriage to respect home to their elected office?
Huh?
How can one use the sacrifice of marriage?
Yes. Yes, marriage must be done in the temple. What is this sound? This lake is being filled up.
Okay, sir.
Huh?